What's up, guys? I'm Tori.
And I'm Anissa.
And this is MTV's official challenge podcast, All Stars 2 Edition.
Today we are joined by six-time challenger and Real World Cancun fan favorite, Jasmine Renaud.
Yes, it's so great to have her back in action. I think her last season was free agent, so we are very excited that she's back on All Stars and joining us in this episode.
Hope you guys enjoy this interview with Jasmine. All right, folks, we are going to jump right into this interview. You haven't seen her grace our screens in a while. She has been missed. She was a firecracker then, and I don't doubt that she's a firecracker now. Six-time challenger, Jasmine Renaud, welcome.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me. I've been dying to get on this. I'm like, when is it going to be my turn? I deserve a turn.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
I wish we had this back in the day, girl, so we could hear all the shit, but there'd be so much drama.
Oh, could you imagine? God,
no, I can't.
It would be so
We didn't have Instagram, so we were...
Yeah, we did.
We didn't have any of that, so we just were like, yo, see you next season.
I'm not mad at starting a petition to go rewatch all the seasons and do podcasts for every season with you guys. I'm not mad at it. I would be down to dig out all of that drama. Actually, some of it would probably be painful for people, but... You know, sometimes you like to get to the bottom
stuff. We just look like idiots for the most part. I don't think it was, some were painful, but for the most part, it was just like story.
It was we were young. We were young having fun. And it's like, hey, I'll dish out some old stuff. Shit, why not have a little bit of fun?
Yeah.
Well, now you're older and you're back on the challenge. Did you see yourself coming back?
Oh my gosh. No, I never saw myself coming back. I was like, once I had my first daughter, I was like, this is it. I'm done. Like, I'm stay-at-home mom, like stay-at-home wife. Like, I'm just going to be, you know, Miss PTA mom. Uh-huh. Like, no, I'm done. I just want to sit on like the couch and drink my whiskey, eat my bonbons and watch, you know, all these young kids compete now.
Cool. I'm with it. Not a bad gig, but you're back now. So something must have called you back. What was it like getting that phone call?
I mean, actually, I got when they did All Stars 1 and I got the call and I was actually supposed to go. But 2 weeks before we left, my husband broke his ankle. So I was like, oh, I can't leave him with two kids. Like, that's just too much. So when they called me for All Stars 2, I was like, yeah, we got to do this. I just wanted to go back and see if I, you know, had it. I've been a stay-at-home mom now for 6 years. You know, I want to see if I can still compete. Like, do I still have that heart, that fire, that ability just to, you know, do crazy stuff.
Yeah. And you do. You clearly do. I mean, like, I've been super impressed with you this whole season because it's like time and time again, you show up, even if it's not like you don't have to be the forerunner of the challenge to be there and to show heart and to be inspiring. There's so many times, especially when that one where you had to jump on the trampoline all the way up. Like, you just didn't stop. You had no quit in you. So
yeah, I can't quit.
Like, I almost died.
Till I almost died. Yes. Almost,
like, till death.
Till death do you part. I marry the challenge.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, look, I know I'm not the strongest. I'm not the fastest. Apparently, I'm not the greatest at puzzles. But I mean, I'm just going to go out there and just try and just see what I've got. You know, I mean, I'm never going to quit. Like, I have two little ones, and I never want them to quit in life. Like, you've got to keep fighting and keep going. And if all you have is heart, that's going to carry you so far in life, you know, not just with the challenge, but in everything. So, I mean, I was excited to get back out there and do it again.
Yeah.
It was nice. But if you look at like older seasons, like the last time you did this, not everyone was great at everything and people were afraid of stuff. I mean, now you're doing stuff like, yeah, I'm not going to jump for 30, but I'm going to jump for 15. If that's cool, I'm actually going to make my own choice right now.
Yeah, that's the great thing about All Stars. You get to make a little bit more choices. And, you know, you also realize, okay, I'm not 22 anymore. I'm 34. There's a little bit more weight now. Like, I got to carry all of this now.
So. I'm sure that there's a different fear associated with it, but it doesn't seem like you have hesitation in that fall that we were just talking about. Like, it looked really hard. So what was it like? What was going through your head after you hit that water? Were you thinking about your kids and just like trying to inspire them?
I was just thinking about like, oh, Jesus, don't take me to glory right now. I'm not quite ready.
Not, oh, Jesus, don't take me to glory. Because I know you told him to take the wheel at some point.
Yeah. But we've gotten older. Now is don't take me to glory. I'm not ready. I haven't picked my plot yet. I mean, I have life insurance, but
picked my plot.
I haven't picked the plot yet.
They
Oh my God, I have to use it. Jesus, don't take me to glory. I'm not ready to go.
I haven't picked my plot yet. Oh my God.
Not me. I'm too young.
Oh my God. How did the fall last week affect you this week, knowing that it was another jump in water challenge?
Oh my God. The fall last week, I was so beat up. I had bruises like all over my legs, my sides. I mean, I was walking around like an old lady. Like, it was a struggle. And I was just like, I can't do the 30-foot jump. I just can't do it. And then after watching Kendall go in, it's like, no, we're going to do the 15-foot one. And even then I was hesitating on that. Like, oh my God, can I just like climb down or something? Mm-hmm. But I mean, I'm glad I did it, but.
It reminds me of Kyle on the main show. Who's just like, he's the same way. Younger, yeah. Whatever. It doesn't matter. People will all derail. Like, people have their fears. You know?
And it's totally different when you're like sitting at home watching it. But like, even when you're like on the sidelines watching everyone else go, once you get up there and like you're on top of that platform and the wind's shaking and you're moving around, it like the fear kicks in and you're like, holy crap, can I really do this? Like, do I really want to go in this water right now?
Right.
I mean, it's tough. The last time I feel like you fell in the water and Tyree fell on top of you. I mean, we've had a lot of different scary situations above water.
Yeah, battle the exes. Tyree fell right on top of my head, kicked me down even further. Like, it was, I don't do well jumping into water. Like, it just, it's not my thing. It's not my go-to.
I get it.
Like, I'd rather run, and I'm not the greatest runner, but I'd rather run.
100%.
Did you feel better with Tyler? Because I know Tyler is a fish. I don't know why people weren't clawing at him, because he's the best swimmer there.
I mean, yeah, I was really shocked that no one like wanted Tyler, because I'm just kind of like standing there like, you know, the last kid being picked at softball. So it's like, okay, look, I know nobody wants me. I'll just take whatever's left over. So when Tyler called my name, I was like, wait, you don't have a partner? Like, Tyler is like damn near an Olympic swimmer. Wow. So I'm like, oh, this is great. I got this. We're good. Mm-hmm. We're so good.
Yeah. So what was the strategy going into it?
The strategy was, obviously, Tyler being a strong swimmer, he would get the furthest two, treasure chests. And I would get the last two. And just him to encourage me to swim, I would do the puzzle part, because I'm not too bad. I have won some puzzle like challenges and eliminations before. Mm-hmm. So I can do that. But I didn't, like I said in the show, I did not hold my end. I don't know what happened. I do know what happened. When we opened the bags, I realized we had a broken piece. It was about like, it was super, super small. And I couldn't, this one small piece kept messing me up. And then we had everything upside down at one point, and we did check, and the guy came over and he was like, and then I heard someone like say like in his earpiece, like, they don't have it. So we flipped it, and we flipped it. Everything fell apart.
Yeah.
And that one little piece that broke, I couldn't figure out what it was. We were literally up there like solving it for like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Like,
I would have told them.
No joke.
Excuse me, stop the time. I need super glue. Until you fix this piece, I'm not doing shit.
Maybe.
We kept saying like, it's broken. It's broken. They were just like, you don't care. Like, keep going. Yeah. So I was just like, oh my God. Damn. So I completely dropped the ball on that one. I take full responsibility. Like, I mean, Janelle, I'm not mad at the little shade she tried to throw, but yes, Tyler should have gotten someone that's a little bit more on his level. I see you, Janelle. Don't let Janelle fool y'all.
Oh, she got a little mouthpiece on her.
Oh, yeah. She's a great person. And it's I mean, she was speaking facts, though, so I can't be mad about that.
Well, I love the way you're handling this.
Wasn't she on your season?
Or no, Janelle was on Key West.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Not a lot of people watch that one. Cancun, yes. Cancun. We just had Derek, actually.
Yeah,
he's amazing.
I know, he told me. I just talked to him 2 days ago.
I love him so much. He's the greatest. How was it to be with your castmates?
I mean, oh my God, to be with Derek and John A, where it all started, like where we are, you know, real world and challenge career started in Cancun.
Yeah, so, you're in Cancun. That's fucking crazy.
Right? And then like we three have competed together on a team and battled the season, and we went really far. So I felt so comfortable, so good. Like, I was excited. And me and John A, when we got there, she said to me, she goes, look, we've gone through a lot of shit together. Mm-hmm. Like, we're good. We're solid. We're moms. We're wives. She goes, you've done a lot for me in the past challenges. I'm going to take over the politics of the side. I'll tell you how to vote. Just roll that way. Lay low.
Let me find out my little sister got some fucking politics. Right?
Janae's a little beast, man. She is a beast.
I was like, I ain't got to do nothing. I can just literally like sit and actually have a vacation and not be drama.
Right.
I'm in. Go ahead. Take over, girl. You got this.
It's so important to have somebody on the show that has your back, you know? And like, we are starting to see alliances really form, mostly with the King's Palace. Like, this alliance is, like, very, like, big and open about it, which is powerful because I think that, obviously, it puts a target on their back. So what did you think about their alliance?
You know, the King's Palace Alliance, you know, now that I'm a part of.
Yeah, right.
Because I was working with the other side, not necessarily putting myself out there saying I was working with them, but, like, I was. So, you know, I was impressed the fact that, you know, they never quit. They never gave up. They went into eliminations multiple times and they always came out on top. So, you know, to now have to go to the other side because of my now new partner, Letarian, it's a little different. I'm a little worried about, you know, them wanting to ask me questions about, well, what's the other side saying? What's going on here? And then my old alliance trying to say, well, what are they saying about us now? So I'm definitely kind of like stuck in the middle. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I still have my secret alliance, you know, the canned meat, me and Casey, hey, nobody knows about. So we're still strong in this. You know, no one literally the whole time we were there knew about our little secret alliance and we kept it that way. So.
Yeah.
Oh, and Janae's a part of it too. So,
right.
Yeah. Nobody
I
knew.
Love it.
I think that's a smart way to go about it because once you start to like put labels on the alliance and like, I mean, that's when people are like, oh, well, they're working together. Easy target. It's better to be one of those people that is just kind of like a question mark for as long as you can maintain that.
Yeah, exactly. This is my first time ever, like, literally, like, I was a floater. I'm just floating around. I'm posting. And Anissa, you know, we've done these together. I'm always in something.
Yeah.
This time, I'm like, what do I love?
But the other thing about announcing that you have an alliance is then you have to stay faithful to it. With these kind of games, you don't know where things will go. There's a chance you won't be able to save your homie.
Right.
So it's like, it puts so much pressure on you to then have to conform, like, you can't, it's really hard to be that solid of an alliance member when you now are in a different alliance.
Right. I mean, we saw that with
Steve. So now you got to work twice.
We saw that with Steve earlier this season.
Well, Steve messed up.
Yeah, for sure.
Steve messed himself up on that one. Like, I was shocked about Steve because I was prepared for my name to go on the board against Katie. I was like, me and Kate had already talked about like, hey, look, if I ever like get thrown in or I'm like, you know, get last place, I'm going to go against you. You're going to go against me. Like, I was really shocked my name was not on selection. So that was a big mess up on Steve's part.
Right. Maybe trying it. I mean, this season's very different from the first one. We were trying to be really nice. Y'all didn't care.
No, it's savage. I love it, though.
Me too. I really do. I love this show.
It's so entertaining. Like, you guys are killing it.
Tori wants to be on the show. Tori's going to be 60 by the time she makes it on here, but
yeah, got to wait a few more years.
I want to be on the show, but I know that I'm going to walk in. You guys are going to be like, new girl, flicker into a... I know what. I'm walking into a lion.
I was trying to save you.
No, you can't do that, Anissa. You can't keep doing that for me. You just got to let me burn, girl.
I don't want
to. You'll be fine. Don't worry about it. I mean, but it's fun to be with, like, all these, like I feel like this season compared to first had like, you know, a few big personalities, you know, like, you know, you and Nisa and Katie and Beth and all that and Jimmy, but this one it's like everybody is a big personality. Mm-hmm. Everybody has different good parts about them in this game, and I think as the season goes on, I think you will start to see some of those things that we tried to like not be how we were when we were younger. Mm-hmm. Those old flames are going to start to come out.
They don't.
Don't tease the old flame.
They're going to come out.
Yeah. You know what also isn't leaving? The fact that you guys are now stuck with your partners. Did you see that coming?
No, nobody saw that coming. That was a complete shock. And like when TJ said that, I could feel like part of like Tyler's soul kind of like die. Like, oh, God, oh my God. I'm stuck with this bitch right now.
Not a soul like, die.
He went
with the glory.
Yeah, he's ready to go to glory. He's like, here's my ticket.
I think you handled this so well. There's so many people in your shoes who would not be like, yeah, you know, this is how the cookie crumbled. Like, I love the way you're handling it all. Like,
I mean, you have to be like accountability. Like, I teach my children all that all the time. Like, you know, if you do something wrong, it's okay. Or you didn't try your best. That's okay. You just got to own it. Like,
right.
You're not always going to be the best at everything. And I mean, if you... it took me time to get here. Like about 10 years ago, like this would not have been my attitude. I would have been ready to fight. I would have been on Twitter, like ready to go. But it's like, I've matured.
Like, Tyler, fuck you. No.
Yeah, exactly. Janelle, I'm coming for you. Like, I'll see you in the street.
If you could go back and like, knowing that you were going to be stuck with this person for the whole season, would you have picked Tyler?
Yeah, I think I still would have picked Tyler. I think so. Well, I didn't pick him. We just kind of got stuck together. But I might have maybe tried to go for like Brad, you know, or maybe even Kahada, because we're kind of like, no offense to Kahada, we're like same size height wise at least. So I mean,
oh, is he short? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, he doesn't come off.
He's a little pint size. Little mighty mite.
Yeah, he's a mighty mite, but like
isn't he my height? He's like 5'7".
He's like 5'7". I mean, yeah. I mean, but like to compare it to all the other guys, he is like shorter, but like he is not someone you want to mess with. I've seen Kahada get mad one time and it was, I was like, I don't ever want to make him mad.
He doesn't seem like the type of person you want to feather ruffle. If that's a
And it takes a lot for him to really get upset. So like I said, I've seen it but one time, never want to see it again.
Yeah, him and Abram are kind of the same where it's like, you don't want to piss either off, but like they're annoyed by certain shit, but they're kind of like, we're just going to be over here doing what we do.
Exactly. Yeah.
Real country.
Just a little grown man in the corner.
Well, not grown, little.
Oh my God, I take the little back. I know he's a big thing and he loves lavender oil. So shout out to you, Kahada. I love you.
We love you,
and
Kahada.
He can play guitar.
Oh, nice.
And he can fix things. He was like fixing random things around the house and stuff. I'd be like, okay, Kahada.
See, this is why All Stars is shit. You got a whole bunch of men and some dads up in there. Yeah. Doing grown people stuff,
right? Not like,
oh my god, yes, it was so good to be a part of a challenge where like the guys are like actual real men and like there's
doing
like,
dishes.
Chivalry's not dead. There was a couple who did dishes. Okay. There was some, but not all of them. Like I don't know what it is about the challenge house in the kitchen.
Yeah,
it's just nobody wants to do it. Like I remember the first like week, I would sit in the kitchen for like an hour. Washing dishes. And I'm like, oh, my back is hurt. I can't be doing all this. I'm done.
No, over it. And you're washing everyone's shit. It's like, come on, guys. Like, just like grab a plate and freaking wash it, you know?
Exactly. Like, some people started to keep like a plate, a cup, a fork, a spoon in their room like it was gel.
Every season I do it. I do it
every season. That's right. You do that. That is right.
I've been doing it for like years, like almost a decade.
You started a trend.
I still do
everyone's
the dishes,
doing it.
But I will hide my shit.
It's not a bad
move. You started a trend.
I kept it in my cubby in my room on Rival. I wasn't playing around with anybody.
You were not. Rivals. Yeah. That's when I met you was Rivals. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I mean, obviously living together, it's a process within itself. But then obviously the game comes alive, especially when you have nominations. And this nomination process is really interesting because, you know, we have people with these life shields and we have people, you know, trying to extort these life shields from them. So do you like the nomination process and where the voting happens in person? Do you feel like it's intense or like what's the vibe actually being there?
I mean, you know, every challenge I've ever done, it's always been like live in your face, call someone out type of voting. So I'm totally fine with that. I think, you know, it lets people know like where you stand with them.
Yeah.
The fact that, you know, Casey and Steve figured out how to flush these life shields, everyone knows that's going to happen. You know, and with this episode, for me, it was hard because Jonay's up on the board. And I know the fans would have loved to have seen me and Jonay get in there and wrestle and maybe get out a little bit of the 13-year energy from each other. But I didn't want to do that. And Kendall was someone that, like, I had really connected with. Like, we stayed in the mom's room together. We called it the mom's room.
That's cute.
And she taught me like yoga and meditation. So it was just a really tough position to be in, like to have to go against one of them. But I mean, sometimes, you know, when you're sitting, there's no selection, like people will stare you down and be like, I dare you to say my name.
I know.
I'm like, ooh,
oh, Nehemiah.
Don't come at me like that. Yes.
Oh my God.
I can feel it.
Oh my God.
Nehemiah is one of those people that will stare you down like, I dare you to say my name, and then goes and looks at the other person, says the same thing. It's like, okay, your intimidating factor is not going to work on that one. So sorry. It's a game. Like, don't take it so personal. You'll be back next season probably anyway. So calm down.
Yeah.
Who did you want to go against? Ideally, like if it was a perfect world and everybody was up for nomination.
Ugh.
I don't mean to put you there. I'm gonna say it.
I'm gonna say it, and she knows I feel this way. She's my girl. She just got married. I love her. Casey, me and you, baby, we gotta do it.
Yeah.
I love how honest you are about it.
I have to be.
This is the second time I think I've seen this happen to you, where you're on a challenge, you get in there, and TJ's like, yeah, psych, you don't have to perform today. I feel like this happened to you one time before.
Yeah, Rivals 2.
The electric one where they were like, we're going to electrocute you. I'm like, oh my God, Jasmine, the Lord is calling you back home.
Oh, no.
Yeah. No, he had a whole, and it was raining too, and there were volts of batteries,
oh,
but
my God,
none of us looked at it because we didn't see that it wasn't connected, but it really looked like a torture chair.
Yeah, and it was like a torture chamber thing, and like it was me and Teresa versus Cara Maria and Cook. I believe. Yeah,
that just and sounds awful.
Me and Cara Maria were like, "We're gonna go in there, we're gonna do it," and Teresa's like, "Just stay there until the foam comes out of your mouth, and then we'll revive you and do it again."
What?
I was like, "Okay."
I mean, we were really like in it. We were like, "Girls, you got it. Like, we'll get you." And then he was like, psych, you guys aren't actually doing this. And
how
happy are you to feel? Again, like, maybe luck is on your side. Maybe you should play the lottery.
Ooh.
Right?
This happened to you twice.
Yeah. I mean, the challenge god, something is like, they're like holding on. Like, it's not her time yet. We need her to go on a little bit longer. Like, we need her. So I'm always happy when the challenge gods answer.
Yeah. Did you have a feeling that Kendall was going to be taken out of the game? Like, was she acting very sick after her fall?
No, she wasn't. So when you guys see her, like, in her bed, I was actually in the kitchen playing cards with the guys. And Jody comes in and gets me. I was like, hey, like, you need to come talk to Kendall. And I was like, okay. So I talked to her, and she was just a lot of pain. And she was like, I don't want to do this. Like, I don't want to, like, you know, like, screw my partner Latarian over. And I was like, look, just get it checked out. If it's nothing, we'll laugh about it, have a glass of wine. Not a big deal. But if it's something serious, you got to go do it. I was like, what would you tell any of us moms or girls or guys here?
Right.
What would you tell your own kids in this situation?
Right.
You know, and it wasn't to, you know, psych her out, because I did, you know, at that point we hadn't made selection, but I did hear that was the names that were probably going to go up. It wasn't to get in her head. Mm-hmm. That's when you turn the game off and you become a person and a human being and a mom and you take care of someone.
Right.
Like, we get injured in this game, and sometimes we have to turn off that competitive side of us and be a human being and have empathy for people.
Yeah.
So I just wanted her to, you know, go to the doctor, see what's going on. And the fact she got taken out, just like, it breaks my heart. Like, I mean, she is, oh my God, the challenge gods are not giving her a lot of luck on these like all-star games. Like, I feel like so bad for her on this. So it just,
yeah. But you know what? She's a fighter. And I feel like as a viewer, it's always nice to watch Kendall, because she does come off very authentic. I don't know what it's like to live with her. I've never met her, but like, I do enjoy watching her.
She hums a lot.
Well, you know,
big hummer.
A little hum.
Yeah. No, I love Kendall. I really do.
Yeah.
She's a great person.
She is. She's a great person. She reminds me of, like, you know, in Pinocchio, the character Jiminy Cricket, your conscience.
Oh, yeah.
That's her.
Oh, that's funny.
She's that person.
Oh, that's
she's
really
like just
cute.
A sweetheart. Like, I love her for that. And love you, Kendall. You're the best. Yeah.
Do you wish that you would have been able to compete against her so you could have proved yourself, or are you just happy to take the win?
I mean, it would have been nice to have gone on against her, you know, just to see, like, do I still have it? You know, like, I've been, most of my eliminations that I've, like, been eliminated from have been physical ones. So it would have been nice to have gone in and do that. And no shade to Kendall. She was injured. I would have plunged her a few times on that rib.
Right.
I really would have.
Yeah, right.
I would have done what I had to do. So, I mean, it would have nice have gone in there and do it, but
it's probably a good one that she didn't do, because it would have probably really hurt her worse. Like, she, like, everything happens the way it's supposed to happen. So, and a win is a win, you know, in this game, you got to take all the luck.
Take anything, take all of them, take every single win you can.
Yeah,
exactly.
And just, like, be happy you didn't have to go against Latarian.
Oh my God.
How was that? Because I watched him do it the first time and I think that he is the new Paul Russell King. I'd like to see him and Kyle together, but he's just, it's crazy to watch. How was it watching him and Tyler?
Oh my gosh. It was intense. Like, I even told, like, the people that were up on, like, the platform area, like, being right there on the ground, you literally could hear like the thumping and all of that. And in the very beginning, there's a point where like with Tyrion is like just throwing him down like a plunger. And Tyler goes, I'm not Ace.
Oh, that's
All
right.
Stars One. Damn. He did the same thing.
I nicknamed him the plunger.
Yeah. He goes, I'm not Ace. I mean, it was intense. I mean, it was hardcore. I mean, they gave it everything they had.
Yeah.
I mean, both of them, like, I know it looks short on the show. We were probably there for like an hour.
Wow. It was that long.
It was that. Wow. I mean, they were going at it. I mean, it was.
Wow.
Whew.
Well, shout out to Letarian and shout out to that goat that bleated in the interview, because that was really fucking
I know.
Funny.
He was like, yo, nobody's going to take me out. Yeah, was that a goat?
That was the best.
That was incredible.
Ever. Like, I love
Like,
that.
The universe was so like, yeah, you right. Bah! Here's a goat.
Exactly. He's the goat of pole wrestling.
It's incredible.
It really is great. So now you're partnered with him. How excited do you feel?
I mean, I feel excited. I mean, obviously, Tyrion is a beast. You know, nobody really wants to call him out, I personally think. So I think we have a good chance. The only thing is, you know, being a part of the King's Palace, you know, they don't have the numbers. So it's like, you got to win. One of us in this little group has to win to save the rest, because the other side, they have the numbers and they're going to try to pin us against each other. Like, that's just how it goes.
At least you have two life shields.
I have a life shield.
Wait, do you guys have to split this life shield, or is this life shield separate? Can you each save somebody?
We have one life shield as a team.
Yeah, so that's going to be interesting.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Next thing comes around and one of your buddies is in there, and one of his buddies, who do y'all save?
Okay, that makes sense. That makes so much more sense.
Yeah, because two wouldn't make any sense.
Because I wasn't making sense over here. Thank
it's
you.
It's okay,
Lisa.
My little love.
That's my sense partner. Thank you.
There you go. I love it. Partners in crime. Yeah.
Okay, well, this has been an incredible season. Seriously, I'm loving it so much. I wish I was part of this era, because you guys just are so fucking real. It's refreshing to see the realness and the authenticity that you guys bring to the show, but also be like lighthearted about it. You're like, yeah, I'm voting you in. You're like, all right, fine, fuck it. Like, it's really cool to watch. So I'm really enjoying it. And it's been awesome talking to you, Jasmine. I really, like, thank you for coming on the show.
Oh, well, thank you guys for having me. Like, Anissa, great talking to you, like,
I know,
always.
It's been so
Tori,
long.
I've been dying to, like, get to know you, because I, you know, actually a couple of my friends in, like, LA and stuff. So I was like, they're like, yeah, I saw Tori. And I'm like, really? How is she? I heard she's so pretty.
You are too. It's seriously, it's been a pleasure having
pretty
you.
Ladies.
We have one last question before you go, but because Anissa's the goat, she's going to ask it.
That sounds like I'm a sheep. A lamb.
He's a sheep.
I'm a sexy lamb. So our final question for you, Jasmine, is you're competing on All Stars, which is about the greatest players of all time. I would like to know your greatest of all time in terms of greatest competitor, greatest season, and I guess the greatest challenge.
Okay, just any greatest person in general?
Yeah.
I mean, I got to give it to the legendary one that says, I don't wrestle, I beat bitches up. Like, Coral, hands down.
I love that.
Come on. Like, how can you, like, not love her and love her for that? Like, I mean, she's a goat.
Yeah. For sure. What about season?
Oh, the greatest season. I'm going to have to say my first challenge, Rivals, because that's when this whole, you know, team twist thing really started, and these themes like took over and nobody knew what to expect. And that's what I was competing with, like, some of the greats, like, you know, Evelyn and Laurel and Anissa. Yeah. And like, I mean, come on. Like,
it was crazy. Wish I would have stayed that season.
That was a great season. That was awesome. Sorry about that, Anissa. I kind of screwed you on that one.
Yeah, you did. You guys beat us by, I guess, a second. Jumping
exactly.
On waterfall.
And then I voted it's you in when I said I wouldn't vote you in. Sorry.
Sorry.
Rookie mistake. I learned.
My bad.
Never held it against you, so it's fine.
Aww. That's true. You never did.
Aww. And what about challenge, like a style of challenge that you enjoy?
Heights. I'm just kidding.
like a daily challenge that I like. With the like semi truck things. I love those.
Yeah.
Like, can we get some semi trucks? Like, I'm mad I was I'm not in the era where they do the semi truck stuff. Like, I want to be like, you know, Fast and Furious.
Yeah,
like, cool. That's cool. Mm-hmm. Like, come on, Booth. Why didn't you do that for us?
Yeah. Why? Get it together.
We'll hit him up because we do get to grill him on the podcast sometimes. And I will ask him why he didn't give Jasmine a semi truck.
Right. For her birthday.
Jasmine never got a semi truck. I feel offended. But love you, Booth.
Well, this season isn't over yet. So you may get your semi truck.
You may.
That's true. I may get a semi truck and, you know, I might actually make it to my first final. Oh, my God.
That'll be awesome. Oh, my God. I'd be so hyped for that. That would be incredible.
Oh, my God. I would just, like, do the final the first day and be like, okay, I'm done. Thank you. I did it. Bye. Okay.
You did it. Still there.
I feel like any person that can have, any woman that can have a baby can do a final.
Exactly. I went through 30 hours of labor. So.
Yeah. And if you can go through 9-10 months of pregnancy, swollen feet, nausea,
I know,
sleepy all the fucking time,
all of that, got,
moms are gods to me,
craving dirt, weird things.
Yeah,
I mean, I've never been pregnant, but have you ever craved dirt or something?
No. I mean, no. It's crazy. My first one was 33 hours of labor, all natural.
Oh. And you're worried about a final, sis? 33 hours. That's the full final right there. 33 hours.
33 hours, two pushes later. I was like, can I sleep now?
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Just two pushes?
Just two pushes.
Wow. Incredible. Well, I can't wait to see where this season goes. It's been incredibly interesting thus far, and I know it's going to get even better. It's getting spicy. You guys are
Can't wait to
now.
See Rashida's come out.
She might make an appearance.
Yay. The return of that mouth. I can't wait.
Jasmine, where can we follow you on Instagram or any other social platform? And how can we support you if there's anything that you want to let the fans know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. On Instagram, it's JAZMTV. And then on Twitter, it's Jazzy Ray. You can follow me. I just got a TikTok, which is JazzMTV. I'm practicing some dance moves. And I'll be in Chicago with a few of the Challenge All-Star people. And we're going to do some fun TikTok things. So definitely check us out.
That's really cute.
Amazing. Fun.
I love that. Well, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for having me.
Jasmine is just the sweetest little thing. And like you said, she gets really spicy. So I can't wait to watch the rest of this season with her. She's incredible.
Yeah, I'm excited about it too. I cannot wait to see. Like she said, little pieces of our old selves come out on these shows, and it's really awesome when they do.
Yeah. Yeah. All Stars is rewarding to watch, so I'm really happy that she was able to pop on and give us some insight from what happened behind the scenes. I'm excited for next week's episode. Anissa, where can people follow you and send you fan questions?
You guys can follow me on Instagram. That's AnissaMTV, AnneesaMTV, and send me your listener questions. We will try to answer as many as we can. And Tori, where can we follow you, my little plum fairy?
Oh, thank you, plum fairy. I am at Tori_Deal on Instagram. That's where I also like to be. That's my place. You guys, keep enjoying the shows. They're incredible. And make sure you listen every Thursday as we go behind the scenes of the challenge, Spies, Lies, and Allies as well.
And then join us Fridays as we pull back the curtain on season 2 of the Challenge All-Stars.
Only on MTV's official Challenge podcast.